This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Australian children are spending less time outside than ever before. One in 10 Australian children play outside as infrequently as once a week, and it's having a serious impact on children's health and well-being. Hannah Alexander is an Aussie mum and a blogger who committed to spending 3 hours a day outside every day for a whole year. She's coming to the studio to share her story. Hi, Hannah.
Hi, Katrina. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. So why did you commit to spending 3 hours a day outdoors with your kids?
Look, I'm a teacher as well as a mum, and I had read a lot of the research that you've just mentioned and also heard some stories being a teacher of some of the older teachers mentioning how children were coming into school with less core strength and things like this. And I knew that my kids weren't spending as much time outdoors as really they probably needed. So I wanted to do a project and do something a bit radical and try and answer the question, why is it that kids aren't spending time outdoors as much as they were? And how can we as modern parents find more time in our day?
That's interesting. So what did you come up with in terms of the whys?
Well, I think that if you read the research or the articles, there's a lot of things about traffic, about parent fear. I've actually come to think that probably the main reason is cultural, that we actually have these bigger houses and it's just cultural that we have play dates. We say things like stay at home mum, or I'm going to be home with the kids, or, you know, I'm going to work from home. And all these things reinforce that having young children — my children were 1 and 3 at the time — having young children is about being in the house or being in the home.
Isn't that interesting? I never thought of that before. Now, I understand you're not actually a very outdoorsy person.
No, I wasn't, not to begin with.
Yeah, so was this hard then?
I thought it might be hard, and part of doing it was pushing myself to the limit. I grew up — I think I'm kind of the in-between generation. I didn't grow up roaming the streets, you know, and I didn't actually even know anyone who had a farm when I was growing up. So I never had those experience of making cubbies or those kind of things. I did go on beach holidays, and I was lucky enough to have a mum who said, you know, turn the TV off in the holidays and things like that. But yeah, I often would choose to be inside rather than outside. So it was partly forcing myself to get out. But the more I got out, the more I loved it. The more I discovered that, oh, it's wonderful to be outside in the fresh air, and especially with the kids, and I saw how much fun they were having. So it was easy once I started.
Oh, I think it's really fantastic that you are a city born and bred person who's taken on this challenge, because it just shows that anybody could do it, really. And so what did your life with your children look like before the challenge, and how did it change, like, in a day-to-day kind of a way?
Yeah, so as I said, my children were 1 and 3. So up until that point, we'd had a pretty normal — we'd stay home most of the time. I was pretty conscious of getting the kids to have their naps at home in their own bed. And, you know, we might go out for half an hour or an hour to the park in the afternoon. And the kids watched about an hour of TV on most days while I was cooking dinner.
So sounds like my life. Yep.
that's right. But afterwards, it completely changed. We would get up in the morning and pack a picnic and drive to the beach, and we'd have our, you know, we'd just spend hours there. We were lucky enough to live on the Central Coast, so we had places to go, but we'd meet friends at the park. Or when my son Ezra would come home tired from preschool, instead of putting the TV on, we'd all go out to the street and we'd ride our bikes, and yeah, so it did change a lot.
And were there times when you found it difficult to make it happen? Like, did you feel the loss of the you know, those 3 hours when you weren't at home getting stuff done?
I think pretty quickly I worked out ways to manage it. So I'd try and, you know, use the slow cooker or do things like that. I think the hardest thing, that because I saw how much fun the kids had outside and how happy they were, and actually it was very easy to parent when they were outside. I think when we stay inside, we make parenting very difficult for ourselves, because we have to say, stop jumping on the couch, and please stop all that squealing, and don't make a mess, or don't get into that cupboard. But when you're outside, you don't need to say those things. They can climb on the rocks. They can squeal as loud as they like, and it doesn't upset you. So it makes parenting so much easier. So I quickly found that I could rearrange our day to make it happen. I think the hardest thing was when friends would invite me over, I'd say, oh, could we go and meet at the park instead? And sometimes I got a bit of resistance. So occasionally it was a little bit lonely going out on our own. And that's part of why, I guess, my hope is to change our are thinking about how we do things like that.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? I was thinking about that when I was doing my New Year's resolutions. I was thinking, if every time we met a friend, we always say, let's meet for coffee, let's have lunch, let's have a barbecue. And it's always sitting around just eating or something. And I thought, wouldn't it be great if we could instead say, let's go for a walk, let's do a bush walk, you know? So, yeah, I think you can be quite deliberate about that. I was speaking with Hannah Alexander. She is an Aussie teacher, mum and blogger who committed to spending 3 hours a day outdoors for a whole year. I just want to ask quickly, Hannah, how did your kids respond to this challenge? Did they ever say to you, oh, no, we just want to stay inside and watch TV. We don't want to go to the beach.
You know, they didn't in the whole year. My son was 3 and turned 4 in the year, and he started to talk about it. He knew we were doing a project and it was called Our Year Outdoors. But he loved it. In September of the year, we actually decided to give up screens for a month because I knew in reading about it that screens is a big part. And actually, one of the things I thought about in the year is that often we turn on screens or we give a child a device when they're getting a bit ratty inside. And actually, that's the cue for us that it's time to take them outside. So part of that, I decided to turn off the screens, and I worried that the kids would be more resistant to that. But actually, my son loved it. He started talking about telling his friends that we were doing screen-free September. And that was one of the quite amazing things, is that at each time they just responded, they really loved it. They actually really love being outside where they can run and play. And, it was never a battle.
What benefits did you experience, both for yourself but also for your kids, by spending time outdoors each day?
I think the most obvious benefit for the kids is the amount of physical activity they got outside. They simply just run and move for hours. And that was quite a shock in the beginning because I had always taken them to the park for about an hour and thought that was about enough. But when I saw what it was like when they moved their bodies all of the day, that was a huge benefit because they were much calmer then inside. They were much quieter when they came inside, and they went to sleep really quickly, and it was a really big change. I was actually just telling someone the other day, in the entire year, they went from being 1 and 3 to 4 and 2. In that entire year, we didn't have one tantrum, which was quite surprising because before we had plenty of tantrums, but they were just really very calm.
That's amazing, isn't it?
And I found that I was calm too, in a surprising way. It's like you're worried. I mean, there's a lot of research that supports this, that being out in nature makes us feel calmer and less stressed. And it was almost like, you know, your stress has just floated away on the breeze.
Well, you know, it sounds ridiculous, but I remember the other day driving home, you know, after work and feeling quite anxious and stressed. And then, you know, I walked to school and I was still quite jittery on the walk to school. But by the time I picked the kids up and walked back, I felt completely relaxed. And that was only a half an hour, you know, walk to and from school. So we're learning more, aren't we, about the importance of nature play. What do kids learn from playing in nature?
Oh, they learn so much. I think play is such an important way that children learn. They learn to use language. It's very important for language development. They learn about social interaction, and they use their brains in amazing ways. And the kind of play they play outside is very good for them. It's very creative. There's a lot of research that says if you increase recess time at school, then children will do better on tests. Their memory function is better after spending time outside. And and then in terms of physical things, that's very important for them to have enough exercise. Obviously, we've got an epidemic of obesity at the moment with children, and the physical activity children get outdoors is also linked to learning and improvements in cognitive function. So it's really important that children get that time outside.
Okay. Now, the one thing that surprised me in your discoveries was the benefit of eating outside and how that helped to cure your kids of fussy eating. Can you explain that one?
Yeah, so when I said we were going to be outside for 3 hours every day for a year, I decided pretty early that I was going to give up the 1 hour, you know, romp around the grocery store with the kids. And instead, we were going to try and shop every week at our farmers markets. And it was a wonderful experience to go there. I found it to be a lot less stressful than the shopping centre. And there's not a lot of packaged food at the farmers market. So instead of asking for tiny teddies or a chocolate bar, my kids would get there and say, can we have a carrot? Can we have a cucumber? And they'd be walking along eating a cucumber and people would say, oh, what good children they are eating their vegetables. And I'd think, oh, this is such a treat for them. and my son was very fussy, actually. At three, he didn't really like to eat meat, but he started to get to know the farmers at the markets, and they'd show him. There was one beef farmer who showed him pictures of the cows, and another pork farmer who had pictures of his grandkids riding the pigs. And so at the dinner table, we could talk about, well, this is Farmer Greg's sausages. And he was quite happy then to try the sausages and eat them up. So it was really amazing.
So he was coming down to the relationships that he
had. Absolutely. That's right. That it was the story of the food and where it had started, and he was part of it.
That's interesting, isn't it? So do you have any tips, Hannah, for how we can make outdoor time happen more consistently? I mean, one of the things I'm struck by listening to you is that your kids weren't in school yet. And if once our kids are in school, we lose a lot of control over how they spend their time. And the window from when they, you know, after they have afternoon tea and then, you know, particularly in winter, you've only got about an hour of daylight left. So do you have any ideas for how we can make outdoor time happen more consistently?
Yeah, I think there's two ways. One is us as parents, how can we can make outdoor time happen more often. And I think the biggest thing there is just being conscious of it, that this is something really good we can do for our children, for ourselves, and it's something really important. By the end of the year, it was in my mind that I had to give the kids outdoor time, just like I had to get them to sleep well and eat well. I also had to take them outside. And once I was conscious of that, it was a lot easier to make little changes. But you're right, the other part of it is school and also childcare. And in that sense, we need to be really looking for a shift in our whole culture to more outdoor time in those places. My son was in after school care the other day. He started school now and he was there for 3 hours in the afternoon. It was a sunny day and they put on a movie and watched a movie. And I just thought, oh, that's dreadful, because there's plenty of space there. They should have been outside. And I think that's what we can do too with schools and things like that. A lot of the Scandinavian schools are much more progressive in this area. Increasing recess times and things like this is all beneficial for our children.
Mm, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Now, your year outdoors challenge, it wrapped up in April. Have you continued to spend more time outdoors than you did before the challenge?
Yeah, absolutely. Since then, we've had a rule that we have to spend an hour outside every day. And basically, we've pretty consistently kept that up, and many days much more. It's easy for me now that I'm in the habit of it. And I see how happy they are and how good it is for them to keep us getting out as much as possible.
Have the tantrums come back?
Occasionally they have. And my husband and I talk about, oh, well, they need to get outdoors, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. All right, thanks, Hannah.
Thank you very much, Katrina.
I've been speaking with Hannah Alexander. She committed to spending 3 hours a day outside with her kids for a whole year. You can find out more at ouryeroutdoors.com.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.